Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. It is my pleasure to introduce this evening's speaker, Dr. Narendranath Reddy. Dr. Narendranath Reddy, MD, graduated in medicine with distinction from SV Medical College, Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. He then went on to the United States of America, where he specialized in internal medicine at the New Jersey College of Medicine and Dentistry. Subsequently, he did his subspecialization in endocrinology and metabolism at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. He has been a consultant and a practicing internist endocrinologist in Southern California for over 30 years. A fellow of the American College of Physicians and the American College of Endocrinologists, he is also a teaching faculty at the Keck School of Medicine, University of Southern California. Over four generations, Dr. Reddy's family have been blessed to be Bhagwan's devotees, with Dr. Reddy himself having come to Swami at the tender age of 5. Dr. Reddy and his family have had a Sai Baba center in their home for over 30 years. He is currently the chairman of the Prashanti Council, the administrative body of the Sri Sathya Sai International Organization. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Narendranath Reddy. Sai Ram.
Sarvarupadharam Shantam, Sarvanamadharam Shivam, Satchidanandam Advaitam, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. With love and reverence, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our loving, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent Lord, Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers and the students, loving Sai Ram to all of you. I thank Bhagavan and all of you for giving me this opportunity to share His love and message with you this evening. Really, we are grateful to Bhagavan for blessing us with the opportunities to be part of this joyous birthday celebrations. For the Lord who has no birth, no death, no beginning and no end. And Swami repeatedly said, the God is beyond name, beyond form, beyond time, beyond space, beyond change. He is eternal. He was with us, He is with us, and He will be with us forever. He is our eternal companion. We should never forget that. We cannot just identify Him with just that human form. Lord Krishna says in Gita beautifully, Avajananti mam mudha manushin tanumashritam parambhavam majananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. These ignorant and foolish people think, I am this embodied being, I am this body. They do not realize that I am that all-pervading Supreme Reality, the indweller of all beings. But this Nirguna Nirakara Brahman, the formless, nameless reality, in His infinite compassion and love, from age to age takes a human form. That is the avatar, descent of Godhood for the ascent of man. Whenever the Lord comes, let it be Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Buddha, Shirdi Sai, Sathya Sai, they come, give us three beautiful divine gifts. What are those three divine gifts? Nama, Rupa, Leela. So they come with a sweet, beautiful name like Sathya Sai, Sai Ram, so chanting which our life is redeemed. Second divine gift is that enchanting, beautiful divine form, which we like to see again and again. Though the Lord is Sanatana, He is also Nityanutana, He is eternal. But every time we all have experience, the more we see Swami, the more we want. Because that is that enchanting divine beauty. So contemplating the divine form, our life gets sanctified. And third beautiful gift of the divine is His leelas, His divine sports. And we all as Sai devotees know, the more we talk about them, time never stops. We enjoy listening to the glory of the Lord more and more. This is Sai Bhagavatam. And we all know that the great King Parikshit, just that sadhana, just 7 days, he listened to the Bhagavatam and he was realized, he merged with the divine. Similarly, the third divine gift is listening to the divine leelas. So we should always remember how blessed and fortunate we are to have been these contemporaries of this living and loving Lord Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Swami, I want to quote at this time, remind ourselves that in first world conference on May 17th, 1968, Swami revealed a great truth. It was a beautiful discourse which everybody should read. There He says, in this human form, every divine entity, every divine principle, that is to say, all the names and forms attributed by man to God are manifest. Never let any doubt distract you. We should always remember this like a mantra. He is the embodiment of all divine principle. He is Sarva Devata Swarupa. Not only that, beautifully somebody said, He is Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa. He has beyond all names and forms and attributes. It is beautifully said, He is one in all in one, all in all, and beyond all. That is what Swami is. He is the Supreme Parabrahman. So He came to redeem our life. So I remember one of my friends, Mr. Robert Bozzani, he is an exemplary devotee, long-term friend of ours, who lives in Los Angeles area. He was telling in his first trip to India, in his spiritual quest, before he came to Prashanthi Nilayam, he stopped in Kolkata, in Bengal, to see the Anandamayima, the holy saint. Then she asked him, where are you proceeding next? She said, to see Bhagavan, see Satya Sai Baba. I am going to Puttaparthi. That time, he never even had a contact with Swami. And she went into a trance and said, He is Paripurna Avatar. So just, we don't only diamond merchant know the value of diamond. Only the saints and sages know who Swami is. Because Swami is the embodiment of all divine principles. This happened about 20 years ago. Swami called us for our family interview. And we were with Swami. You know, Swami eats very little. And as a physician, I know how can one maintain the body eating so many few calories. So my father, in his concern, expressed, Swami, you eat so little, how can you maintain this body? Then my father mentioned in the Himalayas, the saints, they derive their energy from the air. Right? They synthesize nitrogen, hydrogen, vayu bhakshana, synthesized from the five elements. Swami, do you derive energy from these five elements? Then pat, Swami came the reply, five elements depend on me. So He is the one who is the controller and the source of all the five elements. We should never forget that. So we are so blessed and fortunate to have proximity to that avatar, who have to have seen Him, touched Him, and heard His nectarine words. And in my travels recently, there is a great humbling experience to see a lot of devotees. I was in Russia in May. And one of the devotees was telling me that they were doing some service project. So when they were doing the service project, one who is a recipient of the service, so she saw the picture of Swami when they were doing the service. She looked at the picture. She never heard of Swami, never saw Swami. As soon as she saw the picture, she is in her 80s. And she started crying, shedding tears. This is God, this is God. This is Jesus said, blessed are those who have seen me and believed me, but more blessed are those who have not even seen me and believed me. She is a blessed soul. Another recent experience of mine, in September, just 2 months ago, I was in Croatia. I met this wonderful devotee. She is a Orthodox Catholic Christian, and she was teaching, a school teacher. She heard about Swami. She was attracted to Swami. She wanted to come to Prashanthi Nilayam. But she did not want to tell anybody because she may lose her job in the school. And also her family is very strict Christians. So she did not want to tell anyone, but she was very close to her grandfather. So she went to her grandfather, said, I'm going to India. She did not want to tell her grandfather she is coming to see Swami because he may be disappointed. But her grandfather says, if you go to India, you should go and see Satya Sai Baba. He is the Christ of today. So she was amazed and surprised that this, her grandfather, who never came to India, never saw Swami, could tell her he is the Christ of today. This is the way Swami's glory is there all over the world, people who have never seen. And this lady, devotee, was telling me, when she came to Prashanthi, she was there in the 10th row or something like that. From a distance, she saw Swami. She felt, this is the Christ come again. This is the Supreme Lord. She had that experience, and tears went on flowing from her eyes for 2 hours. She said that she had the most blissful experience of her life, and she said she would do anything, sacrifice anything to just have that experience again. This is how Swami touches the hearts of the people all over the world. It is beautiful to see that. When we have experienced this beautiful divine love, what is our duty? How can we express gratitude to him? Swami says, man minus gratitude is equal to animal. So we all have to have express gratitude, and this is much more important to express gratitude to Bhagavan. In Islam, they have 5 mandates. You know, consider Allah the supreme creator and God, and do prayers 5 times a day, and then do fasting during Ramadan, and give part of your income for charities, and make pilgrimage to Mecca. Similarly, in my humble opinion, as a Sai devotee, I felt myself imposed some 5 mandates. First mandate is, always remember Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is our Lord, God and Savior. Never should we forget that. Because he has, in his compassion, said the first bhajan, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhavasagara Taranam. Just let us hold on to his feet. He will take us across the ocean of samsara. So as Sai devotees, we should commit ourselves, hold on to his feet till our last breath, and our life is redeemed. So that we should remember, because sometimes nowadays I have seen people going to these various gurus in different parts of the world. It is sad to see. I have seen in Netherlands, Nepal, India, Australia. These are, Swami says, they are called Badha gurus, not Bodha gurus. They cause you pain. They don't give you teaching. Swami beautifully says, they are Badha gurus, not Bodha gurus. They don't give you illumination, but they give you pain. And also Swami says beautifully, they chevulo mantram chetulo dabbu. They will teach you mantra in the ear and they collect money. Like in a lot of TM, transcendental meditation, they charge you $300, $500. Ours, Swami is the only one, wherever there is no undi, in Prashanthi Nilayam there is no undi, in his institution there is no collection box. Because Swami says, where there is greed for money, the God doesn't manifest. So we are really hold on to his feet, because he is the guru of the gurus. Parama Guru, Divya Guru, Guru Nam Guru. He is the universal teacher, divine teacher. We have to hold on. That is number one. Number two mandate for me is Swami's wonderful message, wonderful teachings. So in his love, Swami has given about 1500 or so divine discourses, which lot of them came as Satya Sai speaks. And also Swami himself wrote the Vahini series, starting with Prema Vahini, గీతావాహిని, భాగవతవాహిని, రామకథారసవాహిని, జ్ఞానవాహిని, ధర్మవాహిని, ప్రశాంతి వాహిని, సత్యసాయి వాహిని, సో మెనీ వాహిని సిరీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ద పర్ల్స్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ విచ్ నీడ్ టు డైవ్ డీప్ అండ్ నెవర్ ఇన్ ద హిస్టరీ టిల్ నౌ ఎన్ అవతార్ హ్యాస్ రిటన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ హిస్ ఓన్ హ్యాండ్ రైటింగ్ హీ హాజ్ రిటన్ ఫార్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ద హ్యూమన్ కైండ్ దీస్ వండర్ఫుల్ టీచింగ్స్ సో అవర్ డ్యూటీ ఈజ్ టు స్టడీ దీస్ టీచింగ్స్ కాంటెంప్లేట్ ఆన్ దామ్ అండ్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్లీ పుట్ దామ్ ఇన్ టు అవర్ డైలీ లైఫ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ దట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ వీ నీడ్ టు డూ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ద భగవద్గీత వాట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టెల్స్ అర్జున ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి ది సమ్మరీ ఎస్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఉపనిషత్స్ వేర్ ఎస్ స్వామీస్ టీచింగ్స్ ఐ వుడ్ సే essence, quintessence of all the scriptures of all the religions of the world. Swami's every word is a mantra. Swami's every sentence is a sutra, aphorism. Swami's every conversation is a Gita. And Swami's every discourse is a Veda. So we need to dive deep into these teachings and we get benefited. Every word, even Swami sometimes may say something casual, God never does anything casual, but I can remember one anecdote where late Professor Kasturi, you know, the biographer of Swami, told many years ago when I was new here, there was a wandering monk, he was going in many places, holy places in quest of truth. So he came to Prashanti Nilayam to see Swami. He expected Swami will call him for interview. Swami ignored him 1 week, 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, this man was restless. So he was trying to get up. Swami says, Kurcho. He says, that is a classical Swami, sit down. And this man told Kasturi, now I am leaving today. And Professor Kasturi felt, what happened? You are disappointed. No, Swami gave me mantropadesha. Kurcho, that means sit one place and don't go here and there and contemplate. See, just one, for him it is a mantra. For us we think, why Kurcho means Swami ignoring. For him it became a mantra. That is why when the Lord says, even we have experienced, the same word for each of us makes a different meaning. So we should always remember his divine nectarine words and also practice his teachings. That is the second thing. I always tell the devotees around, we don't need to read any other books. If we just study Swami's spoken words, written words, contemplate, understand and practice, there is nothing else for our life which we need to do as a spiritual practice. Third thing is to remember the pilgrimage, as I said, for Islam in Makkah. For us, this Punya Bhumi, this is the holy land. We should remember this is the place of our divine mother and father side. That is why it is said, Parthi Pavana Punya Bhumi Gamanam Prarabdha Karma Kshayam. Coming to this holy land of Puttaparthi, all our prarabdha karmas will be washed away. And Chitravari Nirmala Binduranisham Papagni Nirvapanam. Just drinking the Chitravati water, we all bathe and drink, all our sins will be washed away. So we should think this is the place where the Lord chose to be born. This is the place where He walked amongst us, where He blessed us, where He talked with us, where He joked with us, where He sang with us. So this is the holiest of the holy places where He spent most of the time. And Swami in His divine discourse said, this place will be like a Shirdi or Tirupati. Himself, this is recorded in His divine discourse. Because every stone here, dust, bush tree, everything is saturated with Swami's love and blessings. So we should think this is the holy land. This is the pilgrimage for us. I remember about 20, 25 years ago, there used to be flights from Bombay to Puttaparthi. Now they stopped long time because they were losing money in that. So that time we got down, few of us, on the airport, one person, this devotee was from Denmark. He got down and he was rolling on the floor. As soon as he got down the plane, he said, Alleluia, I have come to the holy land. My God, I was tears. So that means he had so much love, this holy land. So that reminds us, we should always keep connection to this holy land of Puttaparthi. Because people may say, God is omnipresent. Yes, He is omnipresent. He is there in Los Angeles, New York, St. Petersburg, Buenos Aires, everywhere. God is everywhere. That is omnipresent. But certain places, holy places, like Jerusalem, or you can say Makkah, or Gurudwara, or Bodh Gaya, you have special vibrations. And this is where Swami has lived. And Sri Ramakrishna Paramsa used to say beautifully, water is everywhere underneath the earth. The water table is there. Even in the desert you can get water if you dig about one mile deep. But if you go to the riverbed or a seashore, just you go 1 feet down, you hit water. Similarly, it is easy to be in tune with God in a holy place like this, where the avatar has walked amongst us. That is why we should always remember this is a place where we should make the pilgrimage. That is the third thing. Fourth mandate is the divine legacy. Swami is wonderfully started so many institutions. He started educational institutions, which we call vidyalayas, temples of learning, where Swami is providing the education from, we call KG to PG, kindergarten to postgraduation, completely free, where the emphasis is not only academic excellence, but character development and social service. This is what you are all blessed and fortunate, where God himself was the chancellor of a university. Where else it happens? And I clearly remember, this is few years ago when the International Sat Sai Sports Center was inaugurated by Swami, then President Abdul Kalam made a wonderful statement. He says, millions of students graduate from thousands of universities from around the world. But these few hundred students who graduate from Satya Sai University, they are the men of character and they are the beacons of light for the humanity. So you are blessed and fortunate, and that's why Swami used to say that I spent 3/4 of my time with the students, because you are the one, the torchbearers. You carry the Swami's message. And on this principle, actually, there are educational institutions, education human values programs, SSC programs all over the world. We have got 28 educational institutions around the world. We have 40 schools in 38 countries spreading Swami's education. Just for instance, I can share you, in the Satya Sai school in Canada was ranked top among the 2,700 schools, both public and private, in the province of Ontario by the Fraser institutions. It is ranked as top school in Canada. So Swami's education is recognized all over. Next comes the Swami established these medical institutions. We call that temples of healing. On 21st November, you have seen the beautiful presentation was made about Swami is providing from primary to tertiary care, completely free of cost, comprehensive health care, preventive health care, and most importantly, this health care is delivered with love and compassion. I remember 2001 when the Whitefield Hospital super speciality was inaugurated. So then the then Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee was invited to give an address. It rings in my ears. He said, I have seen many hospitals, but this hospital is a temple where you get both dawa and dua. This is the place where you get both medicine and the divine grace. So this is what heals. These are the medical institutions and the education institutions. And one thing we need to remember, these are the institutions which are where Swami conceived them, where Swami laid the foundation for these institutions, where Swami guided the running of the institutions, Swami visited these institutions. As his children, I feel, it is our responsibility, whether you are in India or overseas, to partner with them, give our talent, time, energy, and any other resources we have, because this is our divine legacy. We inherited from our divine parents. So it is our duty to take part in them. And another thing, Swami, divine legacy, we have very important. Swami lent the name Satya Sai to the Satya Sai organization. So to be part of his divine mission, serving in the Satya Sai organization is the sign of His grace. In one of His letters to one devotee in USA, Charles Spence, some might have heard, Swami said, "Only those whom I have chosen can serve me." And He said, "I have been preparing you for many lifetimes to do this work of mine. So be my instruments of my love." But the minute the ego descends, Swami says, my work stops. So we should ABC always be careful to make sure our ego doesn't come, then He won't use us anymore as His instruments. But what is the purpose of Satya Sai organization? Swami was very clear in His discourse 1967, the first All India Satya Sai conference, and 1968 First World Conference. The purpose of Satya Sai organization is to make us realize our divine nature, that we are the atmic reality, we are embodiments of love. So we should remind ourselves, anything we do, whether it is service, administration, bhajan singing, education, it takes us towards that goal, well and good. Otherwise, it better we quit that. So the whole purpose, Swami was very clear, the purpose is to make us reach that goal. If it helps us in that process, good. If not, we need to enquire ourselves whether we are in the right direction. Then how to reach this goal? This is the fifth mandate. Swami Himself has given the path. Swami says, Prema Yoga. That is why the first Vahini Swami wrote was Prema Vahini. He wrote many Vahinis. The first Vahini is the Prema Vahini. And Swami says, for this age of Kali, the easiest and best path is the path of love. That's why Swami says, God is love, live in love. He says, start the day with love, fill the day with love, end the day with love. This is the way to God. So we need to live in love. But it's easy to say in words. How do you live? And Swami has shown the path. This love in action. Love in action means do service and sacrifice. So just I will share you a few instances before we conclude. So in the Swami's blessings, for we have about approximately 2,000 Satya Sai centers in 123 countries doing this service in the field of education, spiritual beings and community service. And there are thousands of Satya Sai volunteers and devotees who have been doing selfless service. And Swami Himself said, when you do service, you are Swayam Sevak. You are not doing for somebody else. You can't translate, volunteer is not the right translation. Swayam Sevak means whenever we do service, it is for our own good. It is serving yourself for our own transformation. So, and Swami established this to do that. So there are many things which people have done, but the only reward is doing the service itself. But still, for the glory of Swami, I want to share you few of the highlights which our organization has done. So the mayor of Houston, Texas, in United States, declared Swami's Mahasamadhi Day, April 24, as Universal Love and Unity Day. Mahasamadhi Day. Universal Love and Unity Day. Another thing is the Ministry of Social Services has given an award of excellence to the Satya Sai organization in Haiti for doing the selfless service to the needy children since the inception in January of 2010 when the earthquake hit. And they declared that Satya Sai organization, one of the best five service organizations that have done this service in Haiti. And in reference to that, I want to share a miracle. This happened about a few weeks ago. So 6 months ago, the mayor of Port-au-Prince in the Haiti, in the country Haiti, he went to see our service center where we give the food, water to the poor people. So he was impressed with the service and he said, I will provide the rent, $1,000 out of his own personal funds, not the city funds, to pay for the rent for that service center. So he went there 6 months ago. Then the people who do the volunteer work there said, sir, because the roads there are terrible, so can you make this road, fix the road? Because I visited Haiti during earthquake, I thought my backbone will break because the roads, I never saw such a horrible road, stones up and down, jammed. It is very difficult to travel there. So they requested. He says, no, the city doesn't have funds. How can we build a road? He just completely ignored him. Then about 10 days ago, about November 15th, this person who is in charge for our service center, so he called him, come to the community hall meeting. When he went there, he said, I am going to build a road. This man could not believe because he refused 6 months ago. He said, your Satya Sai Baba came in my dream last night and he was walking on that road serving the needy people. So now my duty is to build the road. And next day itself, he sent the tractor and then they started building within a month. He says they will be building this 1.5-2 kilometers road. And then he asked for the vibhuti of Swami and blessings of the Swami. You see how Swami touches. That is why I said you can never call somebody devotee or non-devotee. You never know how God touches the people's hearts. And this happened just 2 days ago, day before yesterday, on November 23rd. In Haiti, they were celebrating Swami's birthday. As a part of the birthday celebrations all over the world, our centers do service activities. So they wanted to give food to the needy people. They had 88 food packets prepared, so they wanted to give it to them. But to their surprise, more than 300 people showed up. They were puzzled what to do. Then they chanted 1008 Gayatris and 1008 Sai Gayatris on the night. And by the time in the morning, whatever happened, they could serve not 88 or 300, but 500 people they could serve food. So the power of divine name and divine grace. This man, his name is Shanti, wonderful devotee. He went home, tired, went back to sleep, got up in the morning, went to the altar in the morning to do his puja. And then when he went there, he saw this shower of vibhuti in the picture. Just he sent me this morning only, shower of vibhuti in the picture. I know it happens all over, but just how Swami's grace and blessing is there all over the world. That is why there is a beautiful song. Teri mahima likhi na jaye, teri mahima kahi na jaye. We can't really be comprehend your glory, can express in the words. That is the glory of Swami. So as I said, Swami says love should be in action, in service. I will share this last story before I conclude my talk. Swami says love involves sacrifice. We heard of, some of you might have heard of the great Kannappa Nayanar story, who gave his both eyes when for being a devotee of Lord Shiva, and he becomes one of the greatest Nayanmar saints of the history because of his sacrifice. Though he was never educated, he would never know any Vedas or mantras, but his pure love for God. Similarly, I can share you a story of one Mr. James Johnson. He's from USA, from the state of Ohio. He's an African-American, is no more. So he just was barely living with social security income. He just was living a few hundred dollars, enough for his food and clothing. He didn't even have a car to go around. So he was living like that. And in 1991, Swami inaugurated our Satya Sai Hospital in Puttaparthi. At that time, they announced names of many patrons who donated hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. And then one of the persons they announced is Mr. James Johnson gave $100,000. People who attended, they could not believe him. There were people from that state because this man doesn't have enough money just to even cover his day-to-day needs. How can he give $100,000? They couldn't believe. But they verified with others. Everybody said, yes, they heard the name. He was not there. When they went back, they asked him, did you give? He did not want anybody to know that he gave $100,000 because he felt embarrassed. And then they said, no, Swami wants others to be inspired. That is the example of serving with humility. As Jesus said, let not your left hand know what your right hand does. Because people do the service, like Swami used to joke, people give a ceiling fan in a temple, on every blade they want a name of them being put. But here is a man, example of sacrifice. He did not have any money, he gave 100,000. And then they were wondering, how did he get 100,000? He was serving his sister, who was dying of cancer. And when the sister was dying of cancer, she did not have any progeny, no children. So when she died, she wrote all her bequeathed estate, which is only $100,000, to this James Johnson. At the time he heard Swami is building the hospital, he says, this is not my money. This is Swami's money. Swami gave it to me. It should go back to Swami. You see, that is the sacrifice. Most of our, they think, okay, let me give 50% to God. 50% I can leave. I have nothing to do. But this man took the whole thing, gives back the whole thing. That is really love. Love in action and love which involves sacrifice. So I want you to again summarize the five mandates. Number one, remember, Satya Sai is our God, Lord and Savior. Number two, we should remember Swami's teachings, study them, contemplate and practice them. Third, making a pilgrimage to the holiest of this holy land, the Punya Bhumi, Prashanti Nilayam. Four, participate in the divine legacy, Swami's institutes, educational and medical, his service projects, and most importantly, Satya Sai organization. And finally, the most important is to practice Prema Yoga, the path of love. Then our life will be redeemed. Because we have experienced the pristine divine love of Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba, who is incarnation of love, embodiment of love, love walking on two legs. So let us resolve that our life will be redeemed and we will have the summum bonum of realizing our divine nature in this very lifetime. If not now, when? If not us, who? So let us have that resolve. Jai Sai Ram, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Reddy, for your inspiring words. We now have a musical offering at the Divine Lotus Feet, a Veena recital by Srimati Saraswati Rajagopalan from New Delhi. Srimati Saraswati Rajagopalan has been acclaimed as one of the leading Veena artists of Carnatic music today. Hailing from a music-loving family, she started rendering solo performances from the tender age of 12. Her initial training was from Srimati Radha Mani Sharma of Karaikudi Sambashiva Ayyar School and was later trained by Sangeeta Kalanidhi Sri K.S. Narayana Swami and Sri T.S. Raghavan. Srimati Saraswati has deep awareness and a commanding grip over the idioms of ragas and rhythm, and a rich repertoire of classical compositions. She has received accolades for scholarly music rendered with maturity and flawless fingering techniques. Her virtuosity on the instrument with rich tonal quality has won her appreciations from music-loving audiences all over the world. She has presented several concerts all over India and abroad, and has enthralled the laymen and connoisseurs alike. Her music reflects the core values of the sampradaya of Carnatic music. Her manodharma, while unfolding the ragas, and her rendition of compositions are soaked with bhakti and bhava. She is dedicated to the promotion and propagation of Veena and is one of the founder members of National Veena Foundation. She also has rich experience in composing music for orchestra. She has several awards and accolades to her credit. She has been the recipient of the Kalaima Mani Award for the year 2006 given by the Tamil Nadu government. A top grade artist of All India Radio, she was the recipient of the Government of India Cultural Scholarship and Fellowship Department of Culture. Her concerts are regularly featured in national program of music on All India Radio, Doordarshan and Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan. She also received acclaim for her Veena Venu Violin and Jugal Bandi concerts. Srimati Saraswati has been teaching Veena to students both in India and abroad over several years. This evening, she'll be accompanied by Sri Dhanwada Anantarav on Mridangam, who is a faculty member in Satya Sai Meerpuri College of Music, Prashanthi Nilayam. He completed his M.Com and consecutively M.A. in Mridangam in the year 2002. He is the disciple of Sri Vankaila Narsimham Garu. He is also an All India Radio A-grade artist. We also have Sri K. Sudhir on Kanjira, an alumnus of Satya Sai Meerpuri College of Music, Prashanthi Nilayam. Please join me in welcoming Srimati Saraswati Rajgopalan and her fellow musicians. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Hare Sai Krishna Hare Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Hare Hare Sai Krishna Hare Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Hare जगदीश हरे स्वामी सतसाई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वर कुंज जगदीश हरे शशि भजना सीतरा सर्वा प्राणपति स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपति आश्रित कल्प लतीका आश्रित कल्प लतीका
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।